there.
You might well ask what Rogation Sunday is, as did I. To answer that, I refer to the information which Helen gave me. In 470, Archbishop Mamaritus of Vienne, France, responded to the needs of his parishioners after a series of natural disasters had caused much suffering. Special prayers were said as the people processed around their fields, asking God's blessing and protection upon the crops that were just beginning to sprout. Because this was an agricultural society closely connected to the soil and highly vulnerable to the uncertainties of nature, this was an idea that quickly took root. One of the gospel lessons typically read at this time of year was from John 16:24. Jesus tells his disciple to ask and you shall receive. The Latin word rogare means to ask. So the processions became rogation processions, and the time of year Rogantide. People would walk around the boundaries of their parish, stopping to hear scripture. Justice also became a component of rogation. As they walked around the boundaries, they often came upon problems. Perhaps neighbors had crossed a boundary and taken more than their due. And so healing in personal relationships also became intertwined with the asking of God's blessings. Perhaps in the early days when this land was homesteaded, it would have been possible for the farmers to easily walk around their boundaries. But in today's agricultural society, the tracts have become more and more vast. And so we use the symbols of soil and seeds to ask God's blessings and acknowledge our awareness of our dependence upon God's gift of the bounty of the earth. It is indeed a gift, and it is our duty to care for it. In our first scripture reading, we heard of God's creating these gifts, and we are told to watch over them. We are also called upon to be stewards of these gifts. I was deeply affected by the words in this translation. The Bible I grew up with used the words dominion over all. There is a vast difference between these translations. The words dominion over all seem to release us from the responsibility to look after what has been gifted to us. If we are stewards cautioned to look after our gifts, we have a responsibility to use the gifts wisely. We do not have to look far to see how we have squandered God's gifts. Our forests, the lungs of the earth, are being cut down. Our oceans are filled with plastic. Fertile farmland is covered with concrete. And our rivers and streams are used to dump our waste. Even our vital bees are nearing extinction. And yet, our farmers continue to till the soil and try to feed the world. They are caught in the dilemma of whether to use chemicals to try to increase production and eliminate weeds or not. Not to use chemicals would mean there would be less food for the world's increasing population. And they are still at the whim of nature and rising costs. So they soldier on, doing what they love. I grew up on a small farm in Illinois. My father had 120 acres, 80 of which was tillable. The main crop was corn. To begin with, he farmed with horses and shucked the corn by hand. It was hard labor. He belonged to an organization called the Farm Bureau, and they were trying to teach the farmers better farming methods. My father started using crop rotation to put nutrients back into the soil, because corn is very draining of nutrients. And so he planted soybeans and alfalfa. He was also the first farmer to try contour farming to keep the soil from eroding. He endured a lot of ridicule about not being able to plow a straight furrow, but he persisted because he thought it was important for the land. Our house was set upon a hill and caught every breeze. We had a device on our roof which he called a wind charger. It produced electricity, which was stored in batteries, and provided enough power for a single light bulb in the basement by the milk separator and to power our radio. If the wind did not blow, we could not listen to our beloved Cubs baseball game. In many ways, he was ahead of his time. He also kept a stand of trees and grass upon his small holding. I did not realize it, but my father was being a good steward of the land. Our second scripture reading shows us God as a farmer. God spreads seeds of wisdom, of love, of compassion. Some of the seeds fail to flourish for various reasons. Others do. Yet, like a good farmer, God does not give up. Year after year, the farmer returns to sow again, always hopeful that more will find fertile soil and that the crop will be plentiful. Again, I am reminded of my father. He had a small piece of bottom land, which meant it was fertile land next to a creek. Each year, he would plant that most fertile piece of land, and each year the creek would flood its boundaries, or as we called it, the crick came out. I don't remember him ever being able to harvest a crop from that bottom land, but like God sowing his seeds, he was always optimistic. Farmers have to be optimistic and hope and trust that what they plant will grow. In the spring, they hope for rain, and in the fall, they hope it will stay away for the harvest. And if it does not work out, they hope for a better crop next year. That is why we were often called the next year country. The world needs farmers. It needs their optimism, their hope, and their joy in what they do. And so on this Sunday, as we bless the soil and seeds, I would also like to ask for blessings for the farmers and what they do. And because this Sunday follows so closely upon the heels of Mother's Day, I would also like to speak about the farmers' wives. They are a hardy bunch, probably unlike any other marriage partners. They do without so that the farm can prosper. They keep the farm household running and well-fed, often raising huge gardens and preserving vast amounts of food for the winter. They teach values to their children, welcome friends and strangers, and work from dawn to dusk. They are often the hired hand driving trucks, tractors, or combines, and most often they are the bookkeepers, and they sometimes bring in cash income as well as bus drivers, bank tellers, store clerks, nurses, or teachers. And so I would also like to ask a special blessing for farmers' wives. It is important that we continue to honor the responsibility that God gave us to look after the earth. It is important to remember to honor our connection with the Creator, to open our hearts and our hands to God's goodness, to know that God is with us in our sowing, growing, and caring. Let us nurture the gifts and blessings that God has given us. Let us ground our living in God's land, in God's hope and optimism that we hear in the story of the beginning of creation. Wouldn't it be grand if God would look at the stewards of this land at this time and say, "This is good, very good."